Ekhuluma ke ngama reforms ayi 7 aqhakekileyo okuhlanga.
Walomkela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 26 Ncwabakazi 2022 ngoKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ekhuluma ke ngama reforms ayi 7 aqhakekileyo okuhlanganisela ilungelo lokuvota, okuhlanganisela ke ukuhanjiswa ke kwama ballot box lama results okuthiwa yi transmission in real time. Ukhulume futhi yendaba zomsakazo, media freedom.
Umholi we-Citizens Coalition for Change, uMnumzana Nelson Jamisa, namhla usole izehlakalo zodlakela lokuhlukuluzwa kwamalunga ebandla lakhe njalo uthi kufanele imithetho ephathelane lokhetho iguqulwe. Kulo weZimbabwe uPasma Moyo ogwetshelwe ukulengiswa umthethondaba waphezulu we-High Court kwele eBotswana ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokubulala intombi ayethandana layo. Kuliviki kuwoza Fridays lomculi osacathulayo kodwa osedume kakhulu kobulawayo uPrince Qhubani Mpofu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulo msakazo. Umholi we-Citizens Coalition for Change, uMnumzana Nelson Jamisa, namhla usole izehlakalo zodlakela lokuhlukuluzwa kwamalunga ebandla lakhe njalo uthi kufanele imithetho ephathelane lokhetho iguqulwe ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Lokhu kulandela izehlakalo zodlakela eziqhamuke ezigabeni zelizwe ezehlukeneyo ezigoqela igogwe kabuyane lapho okuzaqhutshwa khona ukhetho lwama-by elections kusasa. Ibandla le-CCC lisola eleZANU PF lisithi yilo elibangela lolu dlakela, kodwa isiphathamandla salo uMnumzana Tafaza Mugwadi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi ibandla lakhe alibangeli udlakela njalo ele-CCC liqamba amanga lisenzela ukuthi amanye amazwe alizwele. Ngakwelinye icele iCommission yeZEC ithi asemaphethelweni amalungiselelo okhetho lwama-by elections oluzaqhutshwa kusasa egogwe kabuyani. Okuningi ngalolu daba asikuzweni kungxoxo usithandekele mhlanga we-Studio 7 aqhubele uMnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC.
Umongameli u-Advocate Nelson Jamisa ukhulume ngendaba yokuyazisa ilizwe ukubana singaphi kakhulu ngendaba ke yodlame olwenzakele ke egogwe lapha ke yabo kufanele hlangana nabantu ke begogwe kabuyuni. Anti liyakwazi ukuthi kule by-election ngomgqibelo lapho esikhayelele khona ukuwina ke ngenxa yokubana ke sikhambene kakhulu njalo sisebenze kakhulu egogwe kabuyuni kule by-election nge-Saturday. Sikhontinua ngokubiza abantu ukubana ke bephume ngobuningi babo bevota nxa usegogwe ngomgqibelo kule voti ukhetho lokukhetha u-Member of Parliament wegogwe kabuyuni. So yinto ebikhulunywa ke ngumongameli. Okwesibili, umongameli ukhulume ngendaba ke eqotho indaba ke yokubana ke sizahamba njani sikhangelele ukhetho luka-2023 ikakhulu indaba yama-reforms. Ekhuluma ke ngama-reforms ayi 7 aqhakekileyo okuhlanganisela ilungelo lokuvota, okuhlanganisela ke ukuhanjiswa ke kwama-ballot box lama-results okuthiwa yi-transmission in real time. Ukhulume futhi ngendaba ke yendaba zomsakazo, media freedom, ngenxa yokubana labona egoki kulama-journalist alinyazwayo, okuyinto esiyikhondemayo kakhulu. Inhlelo zethu zihlanganisela ukuyakhuluma ke labakhokheli be-Southern African Union, le-African Union e-Addis Ababa, lapho esathuma khona ke ama-envoy ukubana kulungisisa indaba yokhetho. Njalo ke ubambe indaba ze-South Africa, lama-conversation azawayenza lomongameli we-South Africa uRamaphosa mayelana le ndaba yama-Zimbabweans ase-South Africa esibona ngani kufanele lilungiswe ngokubana siphiwe ithuba ukubana silungise ilizwe lethu.
Sesikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwakusasa. kuyini eselikwenzile njalo libona ngani luza qhubeka kuhle.
Kulenkinga esibona ngani zizahlupa kusasa, into yokuqala indaba ke yokuhlukunyezwa kwama activists esibonakalayo kulohlelo oluqaliswa umuda Ncube labo July Moyo, lezinye izigilamkhuba ezingaphansi ke kohulumende kamnankagwa kuZANU-PF abafuna ukuyasebenzisa ke i-violence. Thina sithi kufanele ukubana sivimbele abantu bethu kubana kungabi le-violence, yikho sihambise ama-peace ambassadors ubana kungabi lo muntu ke olinyazwayo mayelana le ndaba zombangazo. Kwesibili, kuzaba lo dube le ndaba yemimidiya ngenxa yosebeqalisa ukuhlukumeza ama-journalist ngoba bafuna kwenza abalo ebusuku, bafuna kwenza ngesikhathi sabaloyi ngenxa yokubana bayesaba into zabo bakwanisa ukuzenza ebukhanyeni. Thina simelele ukukhanya, bamelele ubunyama. Sokusasa yimpi yokukhanya versus ubunyama. Abantu begogwe bama lokukhanya ngoba ukukhanya yikho okufuna umuntu wonke. Akula muntu ofuna ubunyama, akula muntu ofuna ukugilamkhuba. Imigwaqo yegogwe ifile, July Moyo babulela ilizwe, ikakhulu ke labo wathi kajena batshontsha imali 5 million bayitshontsha ke besiya indaba yeCotco esemaphephandabeni wonke ilizwe lonke jikelele.
Lo ngumnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba obexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 eseHarare. Kulowe Zimbabwe uPassmore Moyo osegwetshelwe ukulengiswa umthethwandaba wephezulu owe-High Court wakwele Botswana ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokubulala intombi ayithandana layo owayeyisizalwane sakwele Botswana ngomnyaka ka-2018. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMqondisi Dube usethulela lolo daba.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu oyiHebron High Court ufumane uMoyo elecala lokubulala ongelasizathu esiqinileyo ukuthi angaphiwa isigwebo sokulengiswa. Umahluli Abednego Tafa esethula isigwebo uthi uMoyo ngomnyaka ka-2018 wabulala uMsenamang Motswahole owayisizalwane saseBotswana. Ngesikhathi sasesihlakalo lesi uMoyo wayethandana lo Motswahole. Umthethwandaba uzwe ukuthi uMoyo wathola umuyi elenye indoda eyake yathandana lo Motswahole. Lokhu kubikwa kwacunula uMoyo wachaya uMotswahole ngesibhakelela ngesidina ekhanda. UMoyo njalo waqamula undoda wamthola elo Motswahole isandla. UDafa utshele uMoyo ukuthi ngenxa yesehlawulo lesi umgwebela ukuthi alengiswe ngentamo aze afe. UMoyo njalo uhlawuliswe imali engamapula amakhulu amathathu i-300 pula ukuthi wangena kwele Botswana ongekho emthethweni njalo wagwetshwa iminyaka emibili ngokuqamula isandla sikalowo amthola elo Motswahole. Igqwetha likaMoyo likhale ngokuthi umahlula ethule isigwebo esilobubelo ngenxa yokuthi wayedala icala elifana lalelo kwakuqala njalo wasuka eZimbabwe ngenxa yesimo somnotho esinzima. Kodwa umahluli uTafa uthi indlela uMoyo abulala ngayo kutsho isigwebo esisodwa kuphela esokuthi laye abulawe ngokulengiswa. UMoyo ungowokuqala weZimbabwe ukuthola isigwebo sokulengiswa kwele Botswana. Inhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu ezifana lezithwanelo zithi kumele kulengiswa kwabantu kwele Botswana kumiswe. Wenhlanganiso le uMnumzana Thapelo Ndlovu uthi kumele kudingwe ezinye izigwebo ngoba kuphathisi ukuqhubeka kulengiswa abantu.
It is unfortunate that Botswana continues to pass death penalty sentences. I think it has proven over time that
awuyajanisa ukuthi le Botswana liyaqhubeka ngesigwebo sokulengisa. So ukhombile ukuthi isigwebo lesi asiyehlisi amacala okubulala. Siyazi ukuthi amacala okubulala ayaqhubeka eqonga noma kulesigwebo sokubulala.
OweZimbabwe kwele Botswana uMnumzana Sifas Chuma okuqula lokubumba ugwalo lwe-diaspora policy utsho imbono yakhe phezu kwalolu daba.
Indaba kaPassmore ibuhlungu kakhulu, ikakhulu ungacabanga ukuthi abazali manje bazwa njani. Akujwayelekanga especially esintwini sakithi ukuthi umuntu engekho empini ayekufa ngendlela ebuhlungu kangaka. Abazali abasoze bakwazi nalapha abekwa khona, akula kuthini. It's very very painful. Ubusuphinde ubone futhi le ndlela afika ngayo, you know, umhamba ngeganga bazama impilo abantu bakithi, izinto zibe nzima.
UThuma uqhubeke esithi indlela yokudinga ukuziphilisa isifake abezibaba abaningi engxakini kukhangelelwe okwenzakala ekhaya.
Generally abantu bakithi eZimbabwe sokunzima, ngakhangela eGoli every day kuyaliwa abafuni, abantu sebechiya ama business abo. I think sokufika esikhathini sokuthi abantu bakhangele ukuthi ngoba indwangu siyakwazi ukuthi ingagijinyiswa izinja zilume zilume ngazilimale njani iyabaleka but ungafika lapho ukuthi ubuhlungu sobubuningi iyama iqala ukulwisa ibuyele emuva sidinga zona lezo zinja ebeziyiluma. I think so kumele lathi sikhangeleni kuyini okususileyo and deal with that.
Akwaziwa ilanga umoyo azalingiswa ngalo ngoba lokhu kungabikelwa uZulu njalo isidumbu solengisiweyo asiphiwa imuli. Igqwetha likamoyo alizange litshengise ukuthi lizaphanyeka lolu daba emthethwandaba we-Court of Appeal kuyindlela yokuzama ukubuyisela emuva isigwebo esethulwe yi-High Court. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabona kwele Botswana.
Abajabuka eZimbabwe abalandela maphepha aqondileyo ababotshwa ngamapholisa kulezi nsuku kubikwa ukuba sebefumbathisa amapholisa inkulungwane lengxenye zamarandi 1500 rand umuntu munye ngamunye ukuze bekhululwe. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa ithi baningi kakhulu abantu ababotshwa eJohannesburg ngesikhathi kulabanye abazama ukulungisa amaphepha abo aweZimbabweans special permit azamiswa ukusebenza ngomphalakazi lonyaka. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalokhu, sixoxe lomnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso le.
Thina esikuzwayo le nto ayiqalanga ensukwini nje lokhu kuqala unyaka nje bekutholakala ukuthi even umuntu engabotshwa aye appear ecourt uyabhadala i-fine ecourt khona. Inkinga ekhona ukuthi I think bagagameke entweni le documentation ngoba into ye documentation in a way ibisiza eSouth Africa in a sense ukuthi ibingaba ngenyindlela yokureduce corruption. Now bazodisavela abantu ngoba amapolisa wona ngokwawo bayathi bembophile umuntu whether bafuna ukumusa kwe-repatriation center ezifana njengabolindela sasaphinde basangane la futhi emgwaqweni from whatever circumstances kumbuthi potiwe waphenduka udizile phambili then it creates a complacency nawo emaphoyiseni bagcina nabo sebezifunela nje imali sebethole nje kuphele idlelo lokuthi abantu abangabanikeza imali ngama-foreigners. Le nto ayikho nje thina sisafika eGoli vele sasima sishayisa emsebenzini kwakule ndawo lapha esithi abanye bayazi abanye emthadweni. Sasikwazi ukuthi vele kumele usebenza usebenzela uqala usebenze yasemshadweni imali ube usuqala ukusebenza yakho ngoba yabe ukwazi semshadweni uzafika ukhunge kuphela kuyadizwa laphana uyathola kule roadblock uyathola iveni njalo nje sicathanyelwa kwaphana udize impilo igcina iqhubeka ngalolo hlobo. Hayi ukuthi sithi kuhle kodwa yiyo-ke impilo vele bekunjalo lakudala egoli akusonto entsha nje.
Ye manje bolabo-ke ababotshwayo kulezi nsuku basiwa ngaphi sizwakuthiwa-ke kulabanye abavalelwayo kulabanye labo abadizayo into ezinjalo so basiwa ngapha manje
currently bafakwa khona apha emaselini abanye njengoba kuzwakala nje ngamahlemhlem ukuthi umuntu ugcine edizile abanye athathwe kukhona kwakulesitekwana labantu babefika 6-7 abake bazama mpela ukuthi sibancedise bese Sun City bebotshelwe wona amaphepha kuyukuthi lokhu belethwa ngapha ngaze nga-approachwa la ngelinye iloya elalizama ukuthi lisibuze ukuthi kwenziwa njani ngoba abantu bayabotshwa bafike laphana babhadaliswa ama-bail baphume kuthiwe hhayi kusabhekwa indaba yakhona. So I think it's not very thought out ukucoordinator. So bayabotshwa abanye babasemaselini abanye baze bafike impela nase-Sun City abanye badize esasendleleni. Kukhona manje icuku labantu abakhala ngokuthi bafuna ukudeportwa but it's very difficult kule system issue eyenza ukuthi bangadeportwa sebaqeda abanye ngabala ama-sentences impela amacala kodwa abanye abamaphepha bonapho ukuthi uyabe botshiwe kodwa ukuthi i-deportation process is long.
Singathi-ke vele lokho kwama-exemption papers lokhu ama-permits lawa awubona abaningi vele bekwenelisa ukulungisa
vele okwenza kwaba le exemption document ukuthi abantu babengakhwalify for i-mainstream permit.
Umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa sixoxelaye eseJohannesburg. Womanje wothi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wakwele Melika.
Imihlubulo yonke yomhlaba ibhekane lomthelela omubi okuguquka komkhathi. Kuxwayise unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken. Ekhuluma ngesikhathi sohambo asanda kulugqiba, uBlinken uthe ele-Philippines lisengozini enkulu edalwa lizulu lesikhukhula, ukutshisa kakhulu kwelanga kanye lokwanda kwamanzi aselwandle. Ngomnyaka odluleyo ele-Philippines lamemezela inhlelo zalo zokuphehla amagesi ayisilinganiso samachumi amathathu lanhlanu ekhulwini i-35% kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2030 ngokusebenzisa indlela ezilondoloza umkhathi kusiya kusilinganiso samachumi amahlanu i-50% kusiya kumnyaka ka-2040. Elemelika liyaziqakathekisa lezinjongo. Sizimisele ukuncedisa ele-Philippines lizifeze. Kutsho uBlinken, sizasebenzisa imali esizayiphiwa lugatsha lwe-US Trade and Development Agency ukuqala umsebenzi esitishini esisebenzisa umoya ukuphehla amagetsi kwele-Philippines. Ngokuya kwesikhathi, isitichi lesi sizaphehla amagetsi alungiswa ngendlela ehlanzekileyo angena ku-3000 megawatts ngomnyaka. Amagetsi la ayenela ukusetshenziswa imizi edlula izigidi ezimbili 2 million. Ngombimbitho ele-Philippines langena ku-Clean Energy Demand Initiative okuluhlelo lwe-Melika olokuxhumanisa amazwe omhlaba lamankampani aphehla amagetsi ngendlela engabhidlizi umkhathi i-Clean Energy. Nyakenye ele-Melika lele-Philippines asungule uhlelo lwe-Energy Secure Philippines Initiative ekhuthaza abatshali bezimali abazimeleyo ukuthi bafake imali kugatsha lwamagetsi kwele-Philippines. Amazwe omhlaba asebenza ndawonye emizameni yokuthuthukisa ugatsha lwezamagetsi kwele-Philippines. Njengelinye lamazwe asungula i-Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, ele-Philippines limanyana lamanye amazwe alitshumi lantathu 13 emhlabeni jikelele ekuzinikeleni ukulungisa amagesi ngendlela elondoloza umkhathi. Ubalulekile lumsebenzi, kutsho uBlinken. Siyababonga kakhulu labo esisebenza labo kwele-Philippines lonke jikelele. Sonke nisehlisa imimoya emibi eguqula umkhathi. Sisungula imisebenzi ngasikhathi sinye. Silungisa amandla kagesi asetshenziswa ngabanengi njalo achibileyo.
Belalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wakwele-Melika. Abenhlanganiso yeGodlwayo Community Radio Initiative emanyanele yeGodlwayo Development Trust yasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2016 bathi lokhu bezimisele ukuqhubekela phambili ngomsebenzi wabo wokuthuthukisa isiqinti sabo sakoGodlwayo. Umnumzana Nkululeko Juma, umqondisi wenhlanganiso le uthi bakhangela inhlupho zalesi siqinti njalo bayasiphakamisa kwezempilakahle, kwezemvelo kanye lezemfundo. UJuma uthi bafisa ukuba lomsakazi wabo.
Lapho uhulumeni eletha ithuba lokuthi si-aplayele ukuze sithole imvume yokusakaza ezigabeni, lathi sizithole sisesigabeni sokuthi singa-aplaya sithole ilayisensi, sithole imvume yokusakaza ngokusemthethweni.
Okwakhathesi liwufuqa njani umsebenzi wenu wokusakaza?
Okwakhathesi sisebenzisa ama-platform kumbe ukusakaza, sisebenzisa ubulembu. sisakaza sekulenjini. Sibuye futhi silenhlanganiso okuthiwa iGodlwayo Community Development Trust. iGodlwayo Community Development Trust kuyinhlanganiso esiyibumbileyo singabantwana bakuGodlwayo, eyinsiza silabhusi ukuze siyenelise ukukhangela inhlupho, izinswelo, izindubeko ezikhona esigabeni sakithi ukwenzela ukuthi isigaba sethu singasaleli emuva. Ziningi izinto okumele sizenze siphakamise isigaba sakithi singabantwana besigaba sefilabhosi kogodlwayo. Sizama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi siphathise isigaba sakithi kwezempilakahle, kwezemfundo, kwezemvelo, ezokwembiwa, kwezemvelo, ama natural resources. So sizama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi sibone ukuthi singaba le basket fund singabantwana bekugodlwayo lapho esabe siphosela khona bese sicupha khona sesikhangela esingakwenza ukuze siphakamise isigaba sakithi.
Lingathi uhlelo lwenu esigabeni senu likhangela abatsha, ontanga, likhangela omama, likhangela obaba, kumbe nje likhangela izakhamizi nje zonke?
Ziningi izinto ezihlupha abatsha, ziningi izinto ezihlupha omama. Sikhangele ezemfundo, sikhangele ezempilakahle, health, ezemfundo, education, sikhangele nje ukukhuliswa kwabantwana, amathuba abantwana, amalungelo abantwana, amathuba abomama, amalungelo abomama. Sikhangele ezemvelo, ama natural resources, ukuqhutshwa kwazo lezo nhlelo, ukuqhutshwa kwazo lezo zinto, ukuthi singabantwana bokugodlwayo singavikela njani lesigaba sakithi kogodlwayo ukuze isigaba sakithi sigcinakale siyisigaba esipheleleyo esihlonipha amalungelo aso, esihlonipha ezemvelo, esihlonipha ubuntu, esihlonipha ukumpila kahle yabantu. So sikhangele ukuthi siyinzalo kagodlwayo. Nanzi inhlanganiso esifuna ukusebenza kizo ziphakamise isigaba sakithi.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma, umqondisi weGodlwayo Community Radio Initiative leGodlwayo Development Trust, ubexoxa lo Gainer Gumede weStudio 7. Uliviki uWaza Fridays, lo mculi osacathulayo kodwa osedume kakhulu kobulawayo, uPrince Khubane Mpofu. Yena ke uhamba ngegama lokuthi Feb G umshana kagogo, njalo ucula umdumo kwawubizwa ngokuthi Tribal Music House Music. Asizweni uEzra Chisa Spanda ngexoxa laye.
Khona impova silithuthela abantu la.
Alright. Webig Ndunu, mangicabanga kahle, ngithemba ngakini ekhaya indlu inkulu, funda ukuhlala phansi. Asebusuku ukukhula kungantuli, lana ngizokuthunuka ngizanga kusoba. Hangiyena umduduzi, inkabi ingena ensimini yami iqhawe ukuqola. Hangisabi inkabi, mina ngikhulele ekhaya ngizelusa.
UFeb G wondlwa ngugogo wakhe kusukela emncane, njalo nguye omkhudaza ukuthi angene kwezomculo, wasila izinika igama lokuthi mshana kagogo. Asizweni imbali yakhe.
Mzalelwe koBulawayo Pilo Hospital. Kase ngikhulela ke elokishini elidala ele Old Magwegwe. Ngikhuliswa ngugogo. Ugogo engibonisa uthando olukhulu angakha. Yikho ke lapho okubuye khona igama elithi mshana kagogo. Ngifunde eMagogo Primary School imfundo yami yaphansi, then imfundo yami yaphezulu ngaya eMagwegwe High School, ngaqeda senze Emmanuel Life College.
Shata is one little no saba. Oh, and now, Central Leg and Nobu's Bamba, no Kalamanga Bamba. It's so good, Telegotana Kako, Natamba. Tabuya goes and look and goes on the game. Sandola puts a poor Baba Samafin, but some of the fish and muscle tell you paraffin. On a way, I went to Tabino.
Ukuthi ukufuna kusegazini
ukuhlabela kimi ngingathi kwaba lubizo ngoba ingoma zami siphathelane namasiko, ingoma zami siphathelane nokufundisa abantu ngomdabuko wabo. Zikhona njalo engizenza esiphathelane nentsha, kodwa eziningi zakhona akukhathelekile ukuthi unganani, umdala kumbe umncane, ingoma zami ziyamukeleka. Besenza qhamba mina abahlabeleli abanjengoShilo Mthekhala, ungakhohlwa uMajayivana, ingoma zakhe abantu abayenza storytelling. Ikona pokule strength sami khona, ikona pokulamandla mikhona.
G usebenzela abanye kuphela umculo wakhe awubiza Mthobanhliziyo Tribal House lapha uhlanganisa umasikandi afropop le hip hop
isenge nasebenzisana nabo Diliza uDiliza lo wekalawa from South Africa kumanje ngisebenzisana le Harris Hotels under new management uJordan Dube nogogo wami uNoma Dube ngibuke abantu manje ngisebenza nabo ngirekoda eStripina Studios i-vocal mastering yami isenziwa ngu-Clifton's thena i-sound engineering yama-beat isenziwa ngu-Boyle Beats Longra Ingrass
awashi then kuloma kwasikazi ngumizo lolingane yanga lo yasibona bakushaya kwathi ngenxa ngasibamba kwathi miyane ngamlana wathoshayeleyo ngakayonso wathileyo ngakayijejileyo ngeyakho sakayenza kudinga nginamawala ngangiyonxa sehlobhuso abashiziyo sinoxhobeshebota bayabuza bathi
iculo lakhe elitsha ngevuyepheleleyo elidla ubhedu manginawe kwasela ilizwi ungakahambi FFG
kubalaleli ngithanda ukuthi ngiyabonga kakhulu uthando nokungixhasa kwenu ngingumshana kagogo lo nguyena namhlanje ngilapha ngikhona namhlanje ngenxa yabantu umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu ngiyatholakala kuFacebook Instagram uTwitter nakuYouTube ingu-FFG umshana kagogo ngiyabonga
bayamthanda bayamjabulela u-FFG umshana kagogo umzukulu wakhula elalela ugogo wakhe okunguye besilaye kuhlelo waza waza Friday phelasana emnandi kili lonke igama lamuhlezela Jesu Sibanda
yakuzomshana kagogo kulayi jokutiwa ngikhohlwa namhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela udlakela kwezombusazwe sizakehluka nesihlobo sesibone ebesikhokhela umholi we-Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Nelson Chamisa namhla usole izehlakalo zodlakela lokuhlukuluzwa kwamalunga ebandla lakhe njalo uthi kufanele imithetho ephathelana lezokhetho kulwe siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje Oliver Lisanga njabulo ngumthembu sithembayo uGibbs Dube ilale
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.